On the phone, I have Amy Blake, and Amy is Head of Services for the Cool Mind Centre. Good afternoon, Amy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Donnie. I'm very good, and a Happy New Year to you.
And to you and all of yours and everybody at the Cool Mind Centre. I suppose, Amy, we should really start off by giving us a pocketbook version of what you do and what you hope to achieve in the Cool Mind Centre.
Of course, yeah. So Cool Mind, many people will know, and I suppose many people won't, has been running for over 43 years. It'll be 44 this March. And we provide a range of services in the North Dublin area and in Dublin too, city centre. So we have services there in Blanchardstown. We have a male residential service. So that's a 33-bed male residential unit for men addressing drug and alcohol addiction issues. And that's a five-month programme, Donnie, and it has a, following the five-month residential, it's an eight-week step-down phase, which is a focus on moving on from the residential programme back into the community, finding a job, education, etc. And then there's a five-month aftercare phase. Similar, we have Ashley House, which is there in Damastown, Dublin 15. And Ashley House is, believe it or not, the only mother and child residential service for addiction treatment in Ireland. It's the only one a mother can be admitted with her child, preschool age, so under five.
Sorry for cutting across you, Amy, when you say under five, are we talking from baby up to...
Yeah, we're talking from baby, and not only that, Donnie, we are now working with, as a presenting need over the last couple of years, women who are presenting to our service are pregnant. So women are coming into Ashley House pregnant in their second or third trimester, and their babies are being born in Ashley House with the support of partnerships and community health teams and drug liaison midwives. So basically, from pregnancy right through to 5 years of age, we have children on site.
And of course, for those people who don't know, I think it's safe to say, Amy, that if a child is born to an addict, well, then the child is born through no fault of their own as an addict, and they have to go through the same process as an addict to be detoxed.
Sometimes, I'm not a clinician, but I do know that, and I'm not sure how to determine the difference, but sometimes, Donnie, babies are born and they have to detox like an adult would, but other times they're not. It's just, I don't know in the medical profession if it's known why. Some do and some don't, but it's certainly not, you can't tell, I think.
And is this the first of its type in Ireland, Amy, mother and child facilities?
Yeah, it is, Donnie. It is not only the first, but it's the only one. And it's only a 24-bed unit, and it's a national service. Although it's based in Blanchardstown there, we cater for the whole country. In fact, we have, I suppose, at this stage, over 60% of all our admissions are from outside of Dublin. So there's a huge demand on the service. And, you know, a need, it's definitely a need. We always have a waiting list, and the women are on the waiting list are generally in crisis. They're either homeless and pregnant, fleeing domestic violence. They're generally at a very low point.
And indeed, you know, if you listen to our previous contributor there, Martina Doyle, and in fact our next one, Frances Doherty from the Peter McVerry Trust, this is something which is only going to increase, I would think, Amy.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, I suppose if you're talking about a housing issue there, we certainly support an end to homelessness. And one of the issues that we face, and indeed in our longitudinal study, which we launched in January 2015, we had very positive outcomes, Donnie, like 72% retention. 72% of people in that study stayed drug-free after 2 years. However, 2 years after treatment, 25%, there was a 25% increase on people facing acute housing issues, and that has only got worse. And one of the things that Cool Mind and many other services like Cool Mind will be looking for is safe and adequate accommodation for people following treatment. People come in, they address the issues sometimes that cause their homelessness, addiction and mental health issues, and then on the other end there is still homelessness.
And indeed it must be extremely frustrating for you and your staff, Amy, when you see that sort of return and you're doing so well and getting people, you know, to where they are no longer excuse me, drug dependent or just dependent on stuff, and setting him on the right road to recovery and to being full and part of society, and then for a thing like homelessness to knock them right back to where they were in the beginning and undo all the work you've done.
Absolutely. It is very difficult. It's a huge trigger to relapse for many people. We have in Ashley House, for example, we're holding spaces there for women. It's a 5-month programme, Donnie, but often women are there over a year because generally they have nowhere to move on to. And as an organisation, we wouldn't be in a position to move somebody out into the community, into emergency accommodation where there's drug use prevalent with their women with their children who've maintained drug-free status for a long time. So we often hold up beds for other people to come in. So it does cause a problem on people being admitted because there's no beds, and then us moving people on when they're finished treatment. So it is quite disheartening.
Yeah, and it's totally counterproductive because, you know, they are beds and that's accommodation which the next person coming in who needs the treatment desperately needs. You can't take them in because you have nowhere for the people coming out unless that they go back into the same environment that they came into you from. So therefore it's self-perpetuating, and you're going to finish up seeing the same people coming back in again because they're re-entering the environment which caused them to be there in the first place. That has to be extremely frustrating, Amy. How many people are you catering for at the moment in both your centres?
Well, we also have a community and day service, Donnie, in town in Dublin too. We have a drop-in service there on Lord Edward Street. We have a stabilisation programme, a drug-free day programme, a contingency management programme, and we have a family support service as well. And all those services are free to engage in. The family support services for any family members listening. It is in Dublin too, but it's open to anyone from any area or indeed county. And they can come to 19 Lord Edward Street Thursday evening at 6:30. They can just arrive at the building and there'll be someone there to greet them. And that is family members supporting family members of loved ones who are in addiction.
And you Amy, you said there that it's free. Now,
yes.
Obviously, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So somewhere along the line, money has to come in to cater for this. And I mean, like the Cool Mind Centre, what you're telling us, and you're going to go on shortly to tell us about other stuff you're doing. But I mean, from what it was when it was initiated to what it is now, it has totally mushroomed. So finance, money, funding, how does that happen?
Yeah, so when I say the service is free, the day service is free to the family members. It would be no cost to them. But we're funded, Donnie, we're partly funded by the state. So we have funding from the HSC, funding from the Department of Justice via Probation Services, funding from the Drug Task Forces and from the Department of Social Protection. So they would be our main funders, and that's how we keep things running. We do a small bit of community fundraising, but it is only a small portion of. We do book of collections and some churchgate collections as well. And just to say on that, Donnie, we are fully compliant with the governance code as a Type C organisation, so we are a registered charity as well.
And you were going on there to tell us about other facilities and other services you provide, Amy.
Yeah, so the day services in Dublin too, as I said, and we also have a community alcohol programme, Donnie, and that programme has run the last few years. It's funded by one of the task forces, and it is basically working with people in the community who have alcohol issues. And all our programmes can be accessed by calling our outreach worker, and I'll give out the number. It's 087-122-9307. And people can actually just turn up at our pre-entry, our information session. We work in partnership with the Analytic Drugs Project, 51 Middle Abbey Street. And at that point, people can turn up for an info session on a Tuesday at 2:30. They can just arrive themselves or with a family member or a support person, and they'll meet someone there who will give them information about accessing Cool Mind services.
It is an unbelievable, I mean, it really is, from listening to you this afternoon, Amy, it is a catch-all service that you provide. It really is. And I go back to what you started off at out in Cool Mind many years ago to what it is now. Like, it must be unrecognisable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just said it there, Donny, a continuum of care. I suppose Coolmine has a vision of recovery and overcoming addiction. And I suppose over the years, years ago, it would have been abstinence-based totally. And while we absolutely strive for a drug-free life, we do understand that people often arrive in different situations. So we do cater for people who may still be in quite chaotic drug use or entrenched drug use or homeless by offering stabilisation drop-in programmes. But often that will lead on then to detox in the community or indeed in our residential services and onto a drug-free programme. So we do provide an array of services, and recovery inherently is a cycle of change. So people often go through it and maybe need to drop back a little bit, or, you know, it can often be relapse involved. So we identify that as well.
And Amy, do you think, and this is maybe sort of a, I don't know, an abstract question in a way, but do you think really that the Coolmine Centre is a barometer of society as a whole, insofar as, you know, you've had to expand, you've had to provide more services, that instead of society as a whole improving, that it's actually getting worse? Or is it a situation where, you know, that these are services that it was always as bad as it is, but we're starting to provide services now to deal with the problems?
I think there is always a change in drug trends, Donny. You know, as generations move on, and like the drug trend at the moment is polysubstance use. So benzodiazepine, you would have heard, I'm sure, is popular, is very popular at prescription drugs, but polydrug use, so that's using more than one substance. So, you know, maybe years ago, back in the 80s, it was about treating a heroin epidemic at the time, and it was around harm reduction. And, you know, it definitely has evolved. So drug using is prevalent. Drug use is prevalent. Alcohol use, again, is huge. We're seeing a lot of men and women presenting with alcohol issues. Now, were they always there? Maybe. Are people only presenting for treatment in the last, you know, are more people presenting for treatment? Maybe. I'm not sure. But certainly we're seeing a lot of older population of drug users coming in for treatment have also got a complex history of mental and physical health needs. So we're definitely having to increase the clinical support, the nursing support, the engagement with GPs and psychiatrists, more so than years ago.
Yeah, and it just, I suppose, it, you know, in one sense it's great that you're there and it's brilliant that the services you're providing, but, you know, the other side, the flip side of that coin is it's very, very sad. I mean, I would love to be ringing you and ringing Francis Doherty from the Peter McVerry Trust and ringing people from Pieta House, you know, to thank them for what they have done and it, on the day that they wind up their services. But I don't see that coming for a long time yet, Amy.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about there is an end to the need for services like Coolmine, like homeless services. There will always be issues, problems in society. And I suppose I'll go back to the housing issue again, Donny. There's some great work being done, but I suppose what we would see in Coolmine is how some people you can't just give them a home. Yes, absolutely, everyone deserves and should have a home, but there's so many complexities there that go along with homelessness. There has to be partnership involved. There has to be identification of the cause of homelessness, why people stay in homelessness, and certainly an array of services are required. It's not, I don't think it's just a case of providing houses.
Yeah,
although I agree that people should have homes.
I thoroughly agree with you on that one as well, Amy. Yeah. That, you know, I mean, you just can't take somebody off the street, hand them the keys of a house and say, there you go, and that's it, like, forget about them, walk away. You know, they need, number one, to be... It's a shocking phrase, I suppose, to have to use, Amy, but they sort of need to be reintegrated back into normal living, and then they need the backup services to stay with them until such time as they are ready to fly the nest on their own.
Absolutely. And there's many, many services doing that already. You know, there are many good initiatives out there, and I do hope that the new housing plan, Housing Ireland, you know, those actions are put into place, because there is actions in there, particularly that pertain to ourselves. People in recovery treatment services need to be prioritised and housed, or it'll go around, as you said earlier on, into a cycle where people relapse and then back up in treatment again. So
yeah, and that's, I presume, Amy, without wishing to rain on your parade, you have seen that, you know, you have seen people coming back through the door again that you thought you were finished with. Amy, before we let you go, and we're very grateful to you because I do realise how busy you are out there in the Coolmine Centre, but before you go from us today, if there is anybody listening, number one, who thinks that they might benefit from the services you provide, or if there is somebody listening who knows somebody who might benefit from the services, or if there's somebody who's nearest and dearest are going through very traumatic times as a result of addiction, how do they seek help from the Cool Mind Centre?
There's many ways, but I suppose the best way is, Donnie, is to call the mobile, call our outreach worker. We have several people working there in outreach, but the main number is 087 122 9307. And from there, you'll get support and help, and it'll be some direction as to what service might be appropriate for you. Or as I said earlier on, you can literally just turn up at the Anna Liffey Drug Programme service on 51 Middle Abbey Street on a Tuesday at 2:30. And there'll be staff there from the Anna Liffey, and they will direct you to an information session. For anyone else, if you want to go onto our website, if you're not sure about talking to anyone, our website is www.coolmind.ie, and you can get information on all our services there, including contact details.
Amy Blake, Head of Services from the Cool Mind Centre, thank you so much for joining us on Northside today, and I wish you continued success, Amy. You're doing a great job, and thank you so much for your time today.
Many thanks, Donnie. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.